You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Isaiah chapter 53, and we'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living? Stricken for the transgression of my people. And they made his grave with the wicked, and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercession for the transgressors. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this beautiful prophetic portion of Scripture that points our hearts to your Son, Jesus Christ, the one who came and poured out his soul, the one who was numbered with the transgressors, the one who bore the sin of many and makes intercession for us. Lord, we see reference here to the fact that your Son, Jesus Christ, was pierced, that he was wounded, that he was given a grave with the wicked and a rich man in his death, prophecy that we saw fulfilled after the crucifixion of your Son, Jesus Christ. And yet, in this portion of Scripture, you speak of the resurrection of Christ, where it speaks of his days being prolonged, even after he has been crushed. Lord, we're grateful for the crucifixion of your Son, Jesus Christ, that was done on our behalf as our iniquity was placed upon him. And we're grateful for the resurrection of Christ, knowing that sin, Satan, and death were defeated when Christ rose from the grave. And we're grateful, Lord, for the fact that because our sin has been paid for by Jesus, that through faith in your Son we can live forever, forgiven, redeemed, rescued, welcomed into your family. Lord, thank you for such a descriptive passage of Scripture prophesied hundreds of years before it was fulfilled. We thank you that it pointed the hearts of the people who originally heard it to you. We thank you that our hearts are being pointed to Christ as well as we read it now. We're grateful for these blessings. We're grateful for the things that are revealed to us here in this passage. And we're grateful for your presence with us today. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Our goal is to continue to serve Christ and His church through the biblical resources we create. And with that in mind, I'd like to invite you to consider becoming a patron of this ministry. I'm partnering with Patreon to offer exclusive opportunities for me to directly connect with our ministry patrons, and I'm optimistic about the mutual benefits that we'll experience through this ministry model. So if you'd be interested in becoming a patron of this ministry, connecting in a more individual way, and helping me to continue to serve Christ and His people, please visit desirejesus.com to learn more, and you can also simply click the link in this episode's description or visit us at patreon.com/tentmaker. That's patreon.com/tentmaker. Thanks again for listening and for helping us continue to serve others.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.